The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It is time now for boys high school basketball from the Reese Center. Here's Jake Seiden.
From Dave Schlabaugh Court inside the Perry Reese Junior Community Center, it's time to open up another season of Highland Hawks basketball. Hello, everyone. Jake Seidel and Troy Fritz with you on a chilly day here in Amish country as the Hawks get set to take on the Dover Crimson Tornadoes. We'll take a timeout and come back with head coach Mark Schlabaugh next on WKLM.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Give the gift that provides peace of mind, protection, and security for your home and loved ones this holiday season by installing a Generac home standby generator. Whether it's for your home, your parents, or your children, contact Millersburg Electric today for a free on-site evaluation. And have the Generac standby generator providing 24/7 automatic power protection against possible severe winter storms and ice. Contact Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer, or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is one quarter mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Jake Sonnell here with Hawks head coach Mark Schlabaugh. Coach, new season, getting things started against Dover.
Yeah, we're excited. A lot of practices here, so we're ready to play a game.
A little bit of a change of leadership from the Crimson Tornadoes. What can you tell us just about son taking over for their dad?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to play very similar to what they've done in the past, extremely well coached defensively. It's really difficult to get easy baskets against Dover teams. And, they take great shots at the offensive end. And they're not going to change a whole lot from what they've done in the past.
Coach, you lost a couple shooters and a big man from last year, but Nick Wigton's coming back. He played a big role in your offense last year.
Yeah, and, Nick's, had a good offseason. And I think the biggest difference for Nick now is, he always had the other team's second-best defender guarding him, and now he's going to, have everybody's, best defender on him. And so he's going to have to adjust to that a little bit because he's got a new role this year. But, we're excited to see the kind of year he has.
Coach, what do you want to see out of your guys tonight as you open the season?
Well, just want to play really hard. You know, we want to limit turnovers. You know, everybody that first game has got those first game jitters and excitement and usually some, turnovers that you don't see later in the year. So hopefully we can limit those tonight. And, we've got to do the job on the boards. You know, you can practice as much as you want, but when you get into a game, you've got to go hit people. You've got to box out. And tonight, that's the biggest key of the game.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show on WKLM.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Stop by Rohde's IGA Marketplace throughout the holiday season. They are your local holiday baking supply headquarters, from flour to sugar to their big nut display for candy making and desserts. Plus, don't forget about their custom-made holiday fruit baskets, gift baskets, party trays, and cheese trays for companies or individuals. They even offer gift cards. Whatever your needs are this holiday season, stop by Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg. When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests, from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-812.
The game just wrapped up. Got a little bit of a late start because they had a freshman game ahead of it. And in that JV contest, it was Highland winning 43-29 over the Dover Crimson Tornadoes. Jake Seidel, Troy Fritz with you, Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. As we get set up for this one between the Tornadoes and the Hawks. Dover coming in with a record of 1-0 on the season. A big 50-28 win over Wayndale to start the season just a couple days ago. Highland, this is their first game of the season. We take a look at last year for the Highland Hawks. Of course, they fall in the state championship game to Richmond Heights by the final score of 62-35. They won't see Richmond Heights this year with the expanded divisions. The Hawks finished last season with an overall record of 23-7. Meanwhile, the Tornadoes a season ago, 20-4. They ended up falling to Jackson 63-56 in
That was a tournament game, I can tell you that much, but I'm not getting a good look at which round of the tournament that was. These two teams did square up a year ago, and it was Dover getting the win in a close game, 4 points, 42-38 in that one. A season ago at Dover, Alex Yoder exploded for 17 points. He was the leading scorer. Caleb Mishler had 9. Nick Rigton also had 5 points. Connor Beachy had 2. And Alex Miller had 2 in that 42-38 loss at Dover a season ago. Last year in the IVC South, Highland ended up number 1. They were 10-2. They tied with Indian Valley. It was also 10-2. Sandy Valley was 7-5. Tuskegee Valley 6-6. Garraway was 6-6. But remember, they got off to that slow start after that state semifinal football run a season ago. Claymont was 3-9. Ridgewood 0-12 in the division. In the IVC North, it was Malvern 12-0. Then East Canton and Buckeye Trail, both 9-3. Strasburg was 5-7. Newcomerstown was 3-9. Canton Valley 2-10. TCC was also 2-10. And around the area last year, Triway was 17-5, Highland 16-6, Garraway 14-8, Wayndale was 12-10, Central Christian 10-12, Loudonville 6-16, and Danville and West Holmes finished 5-17 last year. So far this year, Triway is 1-1 under a new head coach. Garraway 1-0 with their win over West Holmes. Central Christian 1-0, and talk about the Comets. Those are two programs that have been on the rise for the past couple of years on their boys and girls side. Loudonville's 1-0. Wayndale is 0-1. West Holmes 0-1. Danville and Highland playing their first games of the season. Other action around the area tonight. West Holmes is at Lexington. Malvern's at Garraway. Smithville visits Wayndale. Northwest hosts Triway in a Big Pack 7 early season matchup. Mansfield Senior in New Philadelphia, that could be a fun game tonight. Norwalk hosting Ashland. Worcester is at Madison. Claymont hosting TCC. Newcomerstown's at Sandy Valley. Strasburg's at Tuskegee Valley. Ridgewood hosting East Canton. In girls high school ball tonight, Danville hosting Centerburg. Cardington Lincoln's at Loudonville. And if you didn't hear, the Division 7 state championship game was held today. And it was Marion Stein, Maria Stein, Marion Local, 74-0, the win over Hillsdale in the Division 7 championship game. And I don't have that paper in front of me. Fifth straight state championship, 15th total, 64 straight wins for the Flyers.
Maria Stein is a machine.
They really are. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. We'll come back and join Troy Fritz as we set up this matchup between the Hawks and the Crimson Tornadoes on WKLM.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities, protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Pomeroy Hospital Auxiliary's 15th Annual Christmas Festival is taking place at the Berlin Grand Hotel in downtown Berlin on Friday, December 6th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is $5 per person, with children 14 and under free. Prepare to be enchanted by a stunning array of over 100 beautifully decorated Christmas trees, wreaths, centerpieces, displays, and small furniture pieces, all available for purchase. All proceeds from the festival will directly benefit Pomeroy Hospital's mission of caring for our community's health, patient care equipment and facility improvements that serve our community. Plan to attend Pomeroy Hospital Auxiliary's Christmas Festival on December 6th and 7th at the Berlin Grand Hotel.
Back at the Reese Center, Jake Seidel and Troy Fritz with you. And, you know, Dover has been known to have some very long-standing coaches, but a coaching change a little bit, I should say, in the boys' basketball side this year. Bob Zinkennel stepping down as head coach and his son, Matt, taking over.
Yep, absolutely. They've been there for a little while. Bob was there for a good run there, and Matt taking over this year. Probably expect to sit a lot and see the same looks we've had out of Dover in the past.
And that's what we heard Coach Schlabel talk about in the pregame interview, but you can't argue with the success. Again, this is a Dover team, very strong, a lot of returning talent.
No, they are. They're a very good program, very good basketball team. This is going to be a great test for Highland coming right out of the gates here. Putting yourself up against a big school, Division I school, it's what they do here at Highland. And, you know, Highland right away wants to see where they're at. They're going to get a good test tonight, Jake.
Now you look at the Hawks on the other end. No Sammy Detweiler, no Alex Yoder. And it'll be interesting to see what Nick Wigton does. You know, he played very well a season ago. You take a look, and he had only had 5 points against Dover a season ago, had a season high of 19 in a game against Garraway, an average about 12.8, almost 13 points a game.
Yeah, Nick's going to be an interesting player to see how he develops this year. I mean, he's been a great player for Highland here since he stepped on the floor, maybe even as a freshman here. But, you know, the dynamics are a little bit different this year. They're going to look to Nick to do a lot of scoring. But, you know, Highland's loaded with guards on the perimeter, too, so it's going to be a little different look from Highland here. But I think you're going to look for them to see, look at Nick to be a scoring leader this year.
You're also going to look at Logan Hershberger, who averaged just about 4 points a game last season. We saw him come off the bench a lot last year.
We did, and I think you're going to see Highland go maybe 7, 8, 9 deep here pretty early. They're loaded with guards, and I think you'll see Coach Schlabel rotate them in and out quite frequently tonight.
And I'm sure that we're getting the Hawks coaching staff wants to see Alex Miller take that next step as well. Averaged just under 8 points a season ago.
Alex Miller has been a very, very steady player here for Highland here. He's filled that point guard role extremely well and just a dynamic ball player. I think they're going to look for a little more scoring output from Alex and DJ.
Now, I think one of the big questions is, what's the defense going to look like? You lose some guys that were big on the defensive side a season ago, but you've got a loss of fast, strong athletes out there.
Well, the faces change, Jake, but here at Highland, the effort does not. If you're going to play basketball at Highland, the first thing you're going to learn to do is play defense. So you can expect a good defensive effort out of whoever they have on the floor tonight. Point blank, if you don't play defense here, you're not going to be on the floor. So we'll see what happens here.
We'll go ahead and take a timeout. We'll come back, finish setting this one up next on WKLM.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabile Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabile knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabile Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabile Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education Foundation has awarded more than $9 million in scholarships to residents pursuing higher education. Scholarships for the 2021-2022 academic year will be available on our website at www.hcef.net starting in January. Holmes County residents and Holmes County high school graduating seniors may apply.
2025 will be here before we know it. Start the new year off right by enrolling in one of Buckeye Career Center's upcoming adult education courses. Earn your high school diploma and industry-recognized credentials for free through our adult diploma program. Upcoming ADP offerings include automotive engine repair, Ohio commercial pest control technician, drone license prep, welding, and manufacturing and warehousing associate. Also offering nail technician and plumbing in January. Call 330-339-2288 to enroll today.
Would you like to take down years of dental neglect? Our office has offered IV sedation dentistry for over 20 years that allows you to have multiple procedures done in one visit. It can be any treatment from multiple fillings, root canals, wisdom tooth removal, crowns, or all of the above. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwalsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best this winter sports season.
Back at the Reese Center, Jake Seidel, Troy Fritz with you. And Troy, before we get back into this matchup, the IVC South might be one of the toughest high school basketball conferences, forget the state, in the country.
I concur.
As you look at the teams we have, Garaway looking like they're going to have a pretty good season. They had a big win against West Holmes earlier this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ridgewood's been on the up and up even after a winless conference, a year where they didn't win a game in the conference last season.
Yep.
Sandy Valley looks like they might have something going. And you look at Indian Valley, it might take them a minute to get their feet under them after they play in the state championship game tomorrow, but they had some guys that could really ball out a season ago, and we saw them come through and beat this Highland team last year to tie for the IVC South crown.
This IVC has been tough for the last several years. I don't think it's going to be any exception this year. It's going to be another tough conference, and that's where Highland gets an advantage. You get to play some great competition within your conference night in, night out. It's only going to make you better.
Well, then you take a look at their non-conference, Warren JFK, University School, Ottawa Glandorf, Harvest Prep, and Lexington. Lexington, again, they've been on the up and up in the OCC over the past few years, and that's going to be over at that newer Lexington High School, which is a great... their gym's not as good as it used to be. I used to love the atmosphere in that old gym in Lexington, but those Minutemen faithful know how to pack the stands.
Well, they do. And there's, to your point, there's something about the old atmosphere in the old gymnasium. It's kind of, it's very nostalgic and very basketball-oriented, right? But now, Lexington, that's going to be a great matchup. Highland, just, they don't put any cupcakes on their schedule, Jake. And, you know, they'll go play the best of the best. And that's why, that year in, year out, you look up and guess what? Highland's in the Final Four, and there's a reason for that.
Now, you don't have Alabama bringing up Grand Valley State in week 14 or whatever.
No cupcakes here in Highland.
No, none here. Now, going back to, we talked about the atmosphere in the old barns. We're going to have, go back to an old barn.
I know where you're going.
You know, we talked about it last year when the rumors went around, but the Taft Coliseum has been tapped to host district regionals and potentially state semifinal matchups this year at the Ohio State Fairgrounds. And Troy, that's an arena. It hosted the Buckeyes before St. John Arena. It hosted the state championship games before St. John Arena. And it hosted countless tournament games. And that's one I can't wait to get back to. I know you and I talked a lot about it last year when we were
calling games up at Struthers, and how it reminded us a lot of the Coliseum.
Oh, it's a great venue to go watch, and you can sit there and watch basketball all day. There's not a bad seat in the house. So you got a refurbished Coliseum at the Columbus Fairgrounds. I think we're going to make the trip down, Jake.
I think we're going to have to. I never saw a basketball game in there, but I have to say, it was nice for my general livestock competition.
Well,
to get me out of the cold.
I'm old enough. I've watched a lot of basketball there. I'll tell you, it's a great place to watch basketball. So we're excited. But, hey, we're necessarily going to kick off the regular season. Tournament time's a ways away, but it'll get on us quick, won't it?
It'll get on us quick. We always say we get to about classic in the country. Like, how is it already time for tournament draw?
And that's not far away. We're about 6 weeks around the corner, a little less than classic in the country. I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, we're looking forward for that. We got the first federal holiday showcase coming up here in a couple weeks as well. Now, Troy, before time makes a fool of us, we got to talk a little bit about this matchup. This is one, I think, again, like we said when we did the girls' game the other night, very complimentary styles of basketball that are being played tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Just look for Highland here to rotate their bench. Coach Schlabel's going to be looking for that special combination, looking for that chemistry to redevelop this year. You'll see a lot of players hit the floor. Dover's a senior-laden team. They're going to have some experience on the floor, so this is going to be a good test for Highland tonight.
Great test to open up the season, and like we said, no cupcakes on the schedule.
Not one tonight, not anywhere.
Well, stay tuned. We got the Highland Hawks and the Dover Crimson Tornadoes heading your way next year on WKLM. Right now, though, we pause for our national anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Service Center in Millersburg.
The kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
These starting lineups are brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is Finish Line Auto Body. Now here with the starting lineups is Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Jake. Starting tonight for the Dover Tornadoes, they'll go like this. Starting at a point guard position is number 2, a 5'10 sophomore guard. That's Luke Leggett. A 6'4 senior forward is number 5, Robbie Koppel. A 6'1 senior forward and number 11 is Mason Gruel. A 6'1 senior guard, number 12, is Colin Bruno. And rounding out the starting five for Dover, they'll go with their 6-foot junior guard, number 24, Cam Maurer. And for the Highland Hawks, this year's 24-25 edition, they look like this. A 5'11 senior guard, number 10, is Logan Hershberger. They'll go with their 6-foot senior guard, number 13, Sam Wenger. A 5-foot 9-inch junior guard, and Alex Miller. A 5'10 senior guard, number 21, is Andrew Weaver. And at the forward position, the 6'3 senior forward, that's number 24, Nick Wigton for the Highland Hawks.
Hawks are led by head coach Mark Schlabel, and first-year head coach on the other side for the Tornadoes is going to be Matt Van Kennel. These starting lineups have been brought to you by Finish On Auto Body in Millersburg. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs. If your car looking brand new, they'll pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call at 330-674-1483. Hawks in their home, whites trimmed in red and black, that checkerboard pattern down the side. Highland on a block font on the front and back, and black numerals on the front and back, I should say. On the other side, it's the Crimson Road jerseys trimmed in gray for the Tornadoes, which over across the front, gray numerals on the front and back. Wigton to jump against Colin Bruno as the tip is up, and we are underway in the Reese Center as it falls. That's Alex Miller. Miller kicks it left wing side for Hershberger. Now here is Weaver. Weaver back up top. So we move to Nick Wigton. Wigton driving in, puts up the shot, can't get it to fall. Rebound still loose in the floor, and it'll finally be brought in there by Cam Naur. In the backcourt now, the Tornadoes bring it across the timeline quickly on that far side. Here's Robbie Koppel. Koppel, pass into the middle. He's going to give it up to Leggett. In the floor now, some contact away from the basketball. As Leggett underneath the basket, turns, shoots, misses. Rebound going to be brought in by Sam Wenger. Wenger across the timeline, driving in, kicks left wing side. Wigton for three, rims out. Rebound tipped back, and it's going to find its way all the way back to Alex Miller. Miller drives in, kicks right wing side. Weaver for three. Can't get that one to fall. Rebound going to be brought in, and it's going to be Greenwell who pulls it in, and it's a tie-up, not a foul. I thought they came in with the foul, but they're going to give him the tie-up. So a defensive team rebound here, or pardon me, Greenwell did have the rebound, so it'll go with him for the Tornadoes. Here's Koppel in the backcourt and across the timeline, far side. Now brings it near side, drives the lane, kicks a left wing side for Bruno. Bruno, reverse layup, no good. Offensive board, though, by Naur. Kicks it out. Back to Koppel on the left wing side. Koppel, here's the play from the bench. Now kicks it on the right wing side for Luke Leggett. Leggett drives left wing side. Gets the pass off once again on the near side for Koppel. Now in the middle. Leggett for three. Off the mark. Rebound loose and finally brought in there by Sam Wenger. He'll give it out for Miller. Across the timeline, Miller through traffic. Kicks left wing side for Hershberger. Now here's Wigton. Cross-court pass on the right wing side. Now back once again for Miller on the right wing. He's got a screen, goes away from it. He drives the baseline, puts it off the glass, giving two.
Well, that was a great take there by Alex. Had a little crease on the right side. He capitalized.
It took almost 2 minutes, but the Hawks will draw first blood and get a 2-0 lead. Leggett in the backcourt, crosses the timeline. Looks to the near side for the play call. Now fakes the handoff, almost loses it. Leggett now pass up top for Koppel. Koppel kicking right wing side. Here's Grell. Back on the left wing side. That pass goes through the hands of Luke Leggett, and it'll be a turnover for the Tornadoes there first.
Yeah, Highland doing a good job early, really pushing Dover out far on the perimeter with their defense, making it hard to get the ball inside.
Wigton inbounds this one here to Alex Miller, who crossed the timeline near side. Now into the middle. Gives a pass up for Sam Wenger to the top of the key. Back to Miller on the right wing side. Now looks left wing side for Wigton. Gets the pass, drives in. Now kicks it on the right wing side. Here's a three on its way. No good that time from Hershberger. Give the rebound to Leggett. Ball in the backcourt with Koppel. Working one-on-one here against Weaver. Crosses the timeline. Now gives it up on the right wing side. Grell will drive in. Kicks it left wing side. Leggett for a corner three. Can't get it. Rebound loose, and it'll fall in the hands of Hershberger. He's streaking up the court. We're going to go coast to coast. Puts it off the glass. Can't get it, but a foul. He'll shoot two.
Logan Hershberger did a nice job with the Euro move going to the left side. They got hit on the arm going to the basket. He'll shoot two foul shots.
And they will give that one against Robbie Koppel. And at the line, shooting a pair is going to be Hershberger.
Senior guard did a good job attacking the basket in transition. Had the defender on his hip, got the foul.
First shot attempt is up, front iron, and can't get the roll. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player will receive a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Second attempt for Hershberger as Ashton Schrock checks in for the first time. Rims out, rebound brought in by Grell. Rail going to hand that one off as Koppel has it in the backcourt, directing traffic, working against Schrock, crosses the timeline at midcourt. Now looks to pick up his dribble, kicks it, and that one going to be taken away by Hershberger, who ran into the referee and slides in safe, gives the signal.
Not funny. The referee took a pretty good spell. He's okay, but hey, Logan Hershberger's not that big, and he just took out a pretty big guy there, Jake.
He looks okay. He looks like a hockey referee the way he slid on his legs.
He did indeed. He is okay. Nothing to laugh at, but that was kind of funny.
Grell will inbound this one in the backcourt with Koppel there. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't on the receiving end of a few of those this past soccer season. Koppel loses it again. Schrock makes him pick up his dribble after collecting it. Now far side. The pass goes to Nauer. Nauer on the right wing. Going to kick it. No one's there. He and Koppel weren't on the same page. And it is getting loud in here. The Hawks student section making sure they're heard.
Well, they love the effort there by Ashton Schrock getting in playing defense. Good to see that young man on the floor. Missed entire last year after an Achilles injury. After a good, promising freshman year. Great to see Ashton on the floor.
It's a whiteout tonight for the Hawks, and that includes some, body paint shirts, I guess. They came in with tank tops. Driving in, putting it up off the glass. No good, but a foul. Alex Miller with a chance at the charity stripe.
Alex Miller looks like he's added a step of quickness in the offseason, looking really good out there at the guard position tonight.
Jack McKinnon, who just checked in, going to pick up his first personal, team second, and at the line is going to be Alex Miller as his first attempt is up and in there. That'll make it 3-0. Yoder Family Roofing and Spalding, serving you for the past 25 years, located in Millersburg and serving surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spalding needs. Second attempt up and good. And 4 points now for Alex Miller, who is the only one to score in this ballgame. Right wing side now. Koppel has it. He's going to send it down the far sideline where it's picked up by Nauer. Nauer puts it on the floor, hands it off to Leggett. And that time it was Nathan Leggett. He is fouled, and they are going to get Alex Miller, who remains the only Hawk in the scorebook, now with a foul and 4 points.
Got him with the reach, but Highland's defense really aggressive to start this ballgame.
Miller going to check out here as Grell looks to inbound this one. Puts it in the backcourt to Koppel. 4 minutes to play, first quarter, 4-0 the lead for the Highland Hawks. Koppel trying to get across the timeline, and he'll trip loose the basketball. Schrock going the other way, leaves it for Winton, who lays it up and in.
Textbook run-out basketball by the Hawks.
Time out, Dover. A 6-0 Highland lead will take it with him to be back on WKLM.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Ashton Schrock getting in the head there of Robbie Koppel, causing that turnover, and then a great stretch pass down to Nick Wigton makes the Tornadoes pay as they use their first timeout.
Well, you're always looking who's going to provide that spark off the bench, and tonight it's been Ashton Schrock early coming into the first quarter, just playing some shutdown defense. Dover's yet to score, Jake.
Grell going to look to inbound this one. He'll give it over to Koppel on the left wing side. Koppel in the backcourt will drive this one up to center court. Now drives in, trying to go coast for coast. Has his shot blocked. Wigton with the rebound. Here's Schrock bringing it up the other side. Kicks it down to the corner. Now back up for Sam Wengert, who drives in, and he'll be called for the offensive foul as he turned to kick it away.
Yeah, went a little bit out of control there. Good job by the defender to step in and take the charge.
Second foul on the Hawks. First on Sam Wengert. The Hawks have looked like a well-oiled machine so far. They just haven't been able to get some of these layups to fall.
Absolutely. Cam Nauer doing a good job for Dover stepping to take that charge. He's a 6-foot junior.
Koppel in the backcourt. He'll look to bring this one across midcourt. Drives right wing side, working against Boddicker, taking it to the lane. Now puts it off the glass, give him two.
Yeah, their first points. That's a good drive by Koppel.
Zeke Boniker checking in for the first time today. Kicks it down into Nick Wigton on the left wing side. Now right wing side. Here's a three on the way. No good that time from Christian Yoder. And the rebound going to be brought in by Grell. 2:50 to play here, first quarter, 6-2 the lead for the Hawks. As Koppel will come across the timeline, they're giving him a screen in the backcourt now. Driving in is Leggett. He can't get it. And actually got that one underneath to now, where he'll miss the shot. An offensive board, though, it's knocked down, and a missed three by Grell. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Hawks basketball on the defensive rebound.
Yeah, I think that went off the hands off an hour on the deflection.
So Hawks basketball, they'll get it in there for Schrock, and now here is Nick Wigton across the timeline. Goes away from a fake screen, now gives it up to Schrock. Schrock going to hand this one off, driving in and missing the shot, but being fouled, going to be Caleb Yoder. He'll go to the line and shoot a pair. No, they're going to say he was not in the act of shooting. And that foul going to go against Jack McKinnon. That'll be his second, team's third of the quarter. McKinnon, the big man in there. They'll lob it up top. Schrock has it. Kicks the left wing side. Wigton through a screen. Puts up a three and drains it.
Got him a nice open look. Boy, did that look good.
5 points for Nick Wigton. It's a 9-2 ball game. Hawks in front. As here's Luke Leggett looking to bring it across the timeline. Gets rid of it. Now McKinnon going to drive. His pass blocked. Gets it back. Kicks it left wing side. Nathan Leggett for three. Got it. Had the pass blocked, but able to keep his composure and hold on to it. Schrock across the timeline. Has a screen from Boddicker. Now goes right wing side to Boddicker. Now Schrock kicks down to the corner. Corner three for Wigton. Back iron, no good. Rebound falls underneath there for Yoder. He can't get the shot to fall. Luke Leggett with the rebound. He'll hold on to the basketball, working in the backcourt against Caleb Yoder. Crosses the timeline, drives in, slips, falls, kicks it out to Grell before he falls down. Grell at the top of the key, going to give this one up for Nathan Leggett. He wants to drive in. No good, but a foul. He will shoot two.
That was a good hard drive there by Leggett. He saw a seam on the right side and went hard to the hole.
22, they're going to get Caleb Yoder on that, his first, team's third of the quarter. So at the line, shooting two, hoping to make it a one-possession ball game. Here is Leggett. Front end is up, and he will make it. Stay tuned immediately following tonight's game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you on this chilly Friday by Rohde's IGA Marketplace. Michael Hammond will have all the scores for you all the way to midnight. That's High School Scoreboard here on WKLM. Leggett with the ball for his second attempt, puts it up, and nothing but net. So it's 9-7, back to a two-point ball game. In the backcourt, here's Alex Miller. He crosses the timeline, far side. Pass comes right side for Andrew Weaver. Now back once again for Miller. Back up top, now left wing side. Here's a three on its way. Short that time by Beachy. And it'll go out of bounds and be Crimson Tornadoes ball.
Yeah, Cade Beachy got a wide open look from that left wing, just a little short.
So Leggett checks out. We'll let you know who checked in for him here in a moment. As Koppel has it in the backcourt, gets past the defenders. He's across the timeline, gets a screen, goes away from it, coughs up the basketball. Going the other way here is Weaver. He'll lose it, and it's knocked out of bounds by Dover. It'll stay with the Hawks.
Yeah, Easton Wallach checking in there for Dover on that last exchange.
Under a minute to play here in quarter number one, 9-7 the lead for Highland. Tornadoes clawing their way back into this one. Right wing side now for Logan Hershberger. Kicks it back on the right wing side. Miller kicks it back to Hershberger. Left wing side now driving in here is Beachy. Back up top, right wing side. Three on the way from Miller. Rims out, but the rebound going to be brought in by Beachy, who will give it back to Miller with 38 seconds in the quarter. Miller picks up his dribble, needs some help, gets the pass off to Hershberger. Hershberger kicks it right side now for Beachy. Back to Hershberger. He wants to drive the baseline. Kicks it out far side. Now here's Miller driving in on the left side. Underneath, and it's up. No good on the shot attempt from Boddicker. Rebound going to be brought in there by Colin Bruna. Near side, now Leggett has it. 13 seconds to play in the quarter. He'll get it across the timeline. Driving in, bounce pass. Trying to get it back to Leggett. And they're not doing a very good job there. Wonk will finally get it there. 2 seconds, now 1 second. They're not going to get a shot off. Over and back, it doesn't count as they won't get the shot off anyway. And after one quarter of play, 9-7 the lead for the Highland Hawks. We'll take a timeout and be back on WKLM.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
First quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. Hawks 1 of 7 from downtown, 2 of 5 from two-point land, and 2 of 4 from the charity stripe. On the other side, Dover 1 of 3 from downtown, 1 of 5 from two-point range, and 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Crimson Tornadoes with a rebounding edge, 11 to 8, but 4 turnovers by Dover, none so far by the Hawks. Start with the basketball as they get it into Alex Miller. Miller trying to move right side, now he's going to give it up for Sam Wengert. Back up top for Alex Miller. Looking to drive right side of the lane. Kicks it into the corner for Hirschberger. Gets it back. Miscommunication there as Andrew Weaver zigged when he should have zagged. And that ball will sail out on the far side. And it'll be a turnover, the first on the Hawks. Ball inbounded in the backcourt. Koppel will bring it up and crosses the timeline. Picks up, goes for Grell on the right side. Now back up top, and it finds Leggett on the near side. Now here's a three on its way from Koppel off the iron. No good. Rebound brought in by Sam Wengert, who will give it up to Miller right away. Miller has the ball poked out from behind. We go the other way. Koppel gets it on the stretch pass. Puts it off the glass. No good. Rebound brought in. And a foul going to be called against Leggett as he pushed Wigton out of the way when Wigton was trying to throw the ball off him.
Yeah, good hustle play there by Wigton to get down and grab that rebound on the miss.
That'll be Leggett's first foul of the quarter. And it comes with 7:18 to play in the second frame. Miller across the timeline, looks to move left wing side, finds Hirschberger. Hirschberger with Grell draped over him like a blanket, drives into the lane, bounce pass underneath onto the block, now kicked out. Wigton corner three, no good. Rebound going to be brought in this time by Nauer as he'll drop it back to Koppel. Koppel in the backcourt now, working one-on-one against Andrew Weaver. Crosses the timeline. That pass knocked away. 50-50 ball in the backcourt. And who's it off? It's going to be off the Hawks and stay with Dover.
Great hustle by Sam Wenger, knocking that into the backcourt. Almost chased it down.
That almost turned into the fifth Dover turnover. That ball up for Koppel. He's in the backcourt again, working one-on-one with Weaver. Crosses the timeline. Pass goes to Nauer. Now kicked out. Right wing side. Back for Koppel. Koppel to Grell. Right wing side. Down into the corner now for Nauer. Nauer looking to do something with that ball. Now puts it on the floor. Finds Leggett underneath. He's going to jump into the lane. Puts it up with the left hand. Count the bucket and one. They're going to get Alex Miller on his second personal.
And that was a great spin move there by Luke Leggett. He faked with the right hand, spun back to the left, and went up with the left hand.
So a chance to take the lead here. It's a 9-0 Dover run going back to the end of the first quarter, trying to make it a 10-0 run.
They found themselves trailing 6-0 at one point late in the first.
And he will make it, and Dover going to take their first lead of the ball game. They now lead it 10-9. Schrock back in the game. Kicks it left wing side for Hirschberger. Hirschberger drives, now kicks right wing side for Weaver. Weaver gives it up. Here is Sam Wengert in the corner, drives in. He is fouled. He takes a body from behind. And once again, Coach Van Kennel arguing that he thought there was an offensive foul there and none coming.
Sam Wengert did an excellent job with the ball fake to get the defender off of his feet and drew the foul. There was not even a question on that one.
Colin Bruno picks up his first, team second at the line, shooting two is Sam Wengert. First attempt is up. And it hits every part of the rim before it falls in. Don't forget, at the conclusion of tonight's game, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player will receive a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Second attempt now for Sam Wenger. Puts it up, and it's good, and the Hawks regain the lead, now 11-10. Third time we have been tied today.
Highland 4 of 6 from the free throw line.
Koppel in the backcourt, crosses the timeline, looking to go coast to coast. Now kicks it out, and it's going to be knocked away there. Good hand from Sam Wengard to stop the fast break.
Yeah, Sam's a player. When he gets on a roll, he's going to do a lot of good things for you at both ends of the floor. He's playing some great defense right now.
5:59 to play here in quarter number two. They get the ball into Bruno, and now an offensive foul. They're going to get a moving screen against Koppel, his second foul.
Well, Jake, Dover's got themselves back into the game with defense and playing more aggressive. You can see that intensity turning up a little bit.
It's his second, team's third here. Wigton to inbound this one. Full court pressure being shown by the Tornadoes. Koppel in the backcourt. Schrock going to bring this one up. Crosses the timeline with 5:50 to play. Kicks left wing side. Wigton for a corner three. Off the rim. Rebound for Grell. He'll give it up to Luke Leggett. And now Koppel has it in the backcourt. Back to Leggett on the near side. Now Koppel far side. He dribbles, crosses the timeline, now holds up, looking to set up the offense, drives right wing side. He's going to go to the hoop, tried to kick it out there. Lucky it got to Bruno. We're back up top with Grell. Grell driving into the lane, kicks it to Leggett on the left wing side. Leggett drives, now kicks right wing side. Here's a long three on the way from Koppel, and he drained that college range three. He has five.
Got some range from outside, does Koppel.
13-11 now, the Dover lead. 5 minutes to play until halftime. Schrock gives it up on the right wing side. Hirschberger now. Wigton going to drive the lane. Puts it up high off the glass. No good. Rebound loose. Still on the floor. And let's see here. Someone's foot was on the baseline for the Tornadoes when they touched it. It'll be an offensive team rebound for the Hawks. Wigton going to check out here along with Weaver with the, looks like the almost all guards line up out there for the Hawks right now.
When Highland goes deep to the bench, you'll see a lot of guards on the floor.
Bounced inside, up off the glass, count the bucket. Sam Wengard has four, and we are tied for the third time at 13.
Moving well without the basketball was Wengard.
Leggett across the timeline. Now moves on the right wing side, kicks it out for Grell. Grell on the right wing, drives in, takes some contact. Now he's going to throw an arm and an offensive foul.
Boy, give Logan Hirschberger a ton of credit. He held his ground, harassed him. I think the basketball player got a little frustrated down there, Jake.
I would agree so. It looked like he was trying to stiff arm the defender, trying to punch the ball out.
Basketball player looking like a football player.
You know, they might want him to go try out for the Blue Jackets down in Columbus with a hit like that. Across the timeline is Schrock, gives it up on the right wing side for Hirschberger. Hirschberger kicks it on the left wing side for Christian Yoder. He's going to kick it right wing side for Schrock. Schrock drives in, kicks it. Hirschberger wide open, 4-3, can't get it to fall. Rebound for Nauer. Now here is Leggett in the backcourt. Going to hand this one off for Nathan Leggett. Leggett across the timeline now, working one-on-one against Caleb Yoder. Leggett moving right wing side, loses possession, five count going. He's going to give it for Nauer. Now back over to Luke Leggett. He's got a screen to his right if he takes it. He does, almost lost the basketball anyway, working against Schrock. Now kicked on that right wing side. As driving in there was Easton Wallach, down in the corner now for Grell. Back up top for Leggett, that is Luke Leggett with it. 3.5 to play here in the quarter. He's going to hand it off to Grell. Grell almost lost it. Thought there was a contact there. Now he does lose it out of bounds, and that'll be turnover number 5 on the Tornadoes.
Well, this defense by Highland has just been smothering. It is nothing short of impressive here to start off this season.
Well, the jewelry store in Millersburg has custom family jewelry with birthstones for each family member. That'll be appreciated by grandmothers, mothers, and daughters. Take advantage of sale prices now and order by December 11th for guaranteed Christmas delivery. Now, an offensive foul going the other way. They're going to... Who'd they get there? It looks like Andrew Weaver going to pick up a foul. No, they're going to call 22 there. Caleb Yoder on the illegal screen.
Absolutely. Good call by the official.
So tied at 13 here. It's been a 13-4 run. Mark Schlabaugh arguing the call from the near side bench as Leggett gets this one into Koppel in the backcourt. Now back to Nathan Leggett, back to Koppel, working against Schruck. Koppel moves right wing side across the timeline, kicks it. Here's Leggett for three. Off the mark, rebound going to be brought in by Wigton. Wigton kicks it on the left wing side now for Christian Yoder. He lost it, got it back. Now left wing side, here's Wigton for three. Back iron, no good. Offensive board going to go off of Caleb Yoder and out of bounds. And it'll go to the Tornadoes there. I think he was arguing he got hit while he was in the air.
Yeah, valid argument there. Nick Wigton trying to find his range from three on the left side, not having much luck thus far.
Grell will inbound this one in the backcourt for Leggett. He's going to go to Koppel on the far side. Koppel with it, working one-on-one against Schrock. Crosses the timeline, now gives it up to Nauer. Nauer almost lost it, finds it back for Koppel. He'll take a free throw line jumper, no good. Wigton with the board, and he kicks it left wing side to Schrock. He crosses the timeline, gives it up for Wigton. Nick Wigton wanting to drive in, kicks it right wing side now for Yoder. Now back to Schrock inside. Is Sam Wengard. He loses the basketball contact, and Wigton will get it after the coincidental contact. So a turnover each way as Yoder drives in, and a foul underneath, an offensive foul. A charge going to go against the Hawks.
A lot of bodies hitting the floor. This game's getting pretty intense, Jake.
Let's see here. Who'd they get that one on? They got that one on Caleb Yoder, his third. Team's third of the quarter.
Two quick ones there on Caleb.
And that's not what you want to see. And, I mean, the official was right there. I might have been screamed out of what it was, but made the call right away.
I thought that maybe it was going to be Sam Wenger. I didn't see the foul on Yoder.
Leggett across the timeline. Luke Leggett looking to drive. Kicks it out. Now here's Nathan Leggett. Thought about a three. Drives in. Air balls the jumper. Rebound brought in by Nauer, though. It stays with the Tornadoes. And we reset back up top with Leggett. Leggett drives in, now drops back, kicks it on the left wing side for Luke Leggett. Luke Leggett working against Schrock, takes the dribble, now gives it up for Nauer up top. He'll fake the handoff to Grell. Now he wants to drive, jump stop in the lane, needs some help kicking it back outside for Nathan Leggett. He wants to drive in, lost it. Now this is Nathan Leggett, pardon me, it was Luke Leggett. 1:43 to play here in the quarter, 13 all. Luke Leggett in the corner. Working against Schrock, goes away from a screen, top the key, and now he'll give it up to Nathan Leggett. He almost lost it. 1.5 to play here. He'll lose the basketball, and it will go off of Hershberger. Leggett, before the ball even went out, asking for a foul against Hershberger. He's lucky it did go out, and the Hawk didn't make the run to go get it.
Yeah, Logan Hershberger playing some outstanding defense on the perimeter.
Mason Grell to inbound this one. He will put it into the backcourt for Luke Leggett, who gets the play call, crosses the timeline, drives left side. Now here's Nathan Leggett with it. Hershberger all over him. Now in the middle for Bruno. Bruno driving in, gets an open lane to the basket. They're going to call the offensive foul, and that's going to go against Nauer. The same call on the other end that the Hawks just had against him.
Yeah, absolutely. He got wide open for one reason. There was a movie screen on that right side. Good call.
Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. Brought to you by Brody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg. Michael Hamm will be reporting on all the scores for you all around the area all the way till midnight. An exchange between the coaches near the scorers table goes nowhere as Hershberger has it right wing side, and a foul going to be given against Nathan Leggett. The Dover fans not happy in front of us. And now let's see here.
Hey, this is a good way to start the season. Things get a little chippy in here.
And that is the fifth foul, so it's a double bonus situation. That'll send Hershberger to the line to shoot two. Hershberger, front end is up, and he got it. And it is now 14-13, Hawks with the lead. As we will see Sam Wenger check out there. Second attempt, no good. Rebound tipped up into the air by Boddicker. Nauer, though, will come down with the rebound. And now here's Leggett in the backcourt. That's Luke Leggett crossing the timeline, driving in against Schrock. Schrock going to get called for guarding too closely on that one on the reach in.
Yeah, got him with the left hand, trying to reach around, poke that ball loose.
And a sarcastic cheer coming from the Crimson Tornado faithful.
You detected that, did you, Jake?
I've been known to be able to detect sarcasm every now and then. Grell looking to inbound this one. It's down in the corner for Leggett. Now inside for Naur. And let's see here. They're going to get Boddicker on the foul. And I think Mark Schlabel arguing that his guy got knocked to the ground earlier in that sequence. But this will send. Oh, now let's see here. What's happening here? Our officials are having a talk with our players. Yeah. I think they're saying, you got to chill this out before someone gets something more than just a personal.
No, I'm not kidding. Things are getting a little bit chippy in here. They're getting control of this ball game here and settling things down.
Boddicker will pick up the foul. Now we're at the line, shooting two. First attempt is up, and it's in there for now. His first point, and we are tied at 14.
First points for Cam now, but he's got 7 rebounds on the first half. Doing a good job on the boards.
He'll get the ball for his second attempt here. Looking to take the lead once again for the Tornadoes. Puts it up, and he'll make them both. 2-2 from the stripe. It's a 15-14 lead with under 50 seconds to play here in the quarter. Schrock goes far side for Hershberger. Hershberger back to Schrock. Top of the key. He's going to drive in. Try to get underneath for Boddicker. He got fouled. Pushed from behind. And he will go shoot a pair as Grell will pick up his second foul.
Highland doing a good job tonight with the dribble drive and dish here. Try to get some of these easy baskets.
So Zeke Boddicker at the line. Going to shoot a pair. Front end is up. Back iron. No good. Second attempt on its way from Boddicker, and he'll drain that one. We're tied at 15. Grell going to check out for Nathan Leggett here with 40.7 seconds to play in the second quarter. Tied at 15. We knew this one was going to be a hard-fought game. So inbound this one. Luke Leggett in the backcourt has it. Leggett. Across the timeline, drives, working against Schrock. Leggett kicks right wing side, finds Wallach. Wallach driving in, going to give it up for now. We're back up top to Leggett, 25 seconds. Now here's Bruno on the left wing side, going to give it back to Wallach. Wallach up top, thought about a three, kicks it right wing side for Nathan Leggett. Leggett drops back with 15 seconds, and now a foul going to go against Christian Yoder there, and that'll send Leggett to the charity stripe.
Yeah, not a foul Highland wanted there. They're going to give them the... Had him defended well on the perimeter. They're going to send him the free throw line now for the...
Pretty mild by comparison to some of the other fouls we've seen. It is physical down there, folks. 15 all. Here's the first attempt. It's up and good from Leggett. He's got now 6 points.
3-0-3 from the free throw line. Looking to go 4-0-4.
Second attempt now for Leggett. Gets the ball. I think we had a lane violation there, but officials didn't catch it. And he'll get them both. It's a two-point ball game, 17-15. Schrock in the backcourt, crossing the timeline. Under 10 to play, now 6-5. Schrock driving left side, finds Waiton. Waiton lost it for a second there, tied up. And that'll be a turnover on the Hawks with 8/10 of a second to play in the quarter. Leggett to inbound far side here. Gets it in, and that will take us to halftime. The score, Dover 17, Highland 15. We'll take a timeout and be back with first half stats here on WKLM.
If you are interested in helping a child or a grandchild prepare to pay for college, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I can help you set up a 529 college savings plan, which offers great tax incentives when the funds are used for qualified education expenses. Call or stop by my office at 212 North Washington Street in Millersburg.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Check out this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential two storefronts with a loading dock and a two-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com. Give the gift that provides peace of mind, protection, and security for your home and loved ones this holiday season by installing a Generac home standby generator. Whether it's for your home, your parents, or your children, contact Millersburg Electric today for a free on-site evaluation. And have the Generac standby generator providing 24/7 automatic power protection against possible severe winter storms and ice. Contact Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer, or visit MillersburgElectric.com. Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Halftime here at the Reese Center. Dover leading by 2, 17-15. A huge shout-out right now to the Halftime Entertainment. We got a little dance troupe out here making Troy want to break his parachute pants out of cold storage.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm going to go that far, but these young ladies doing a good job. All of them look to be about 9 years old or younger and just doing a fantastic job out there, Jake.
So wow. Shout-out to them for a fantastic halftime performance. Yeah. We're going to take a look at the numbers. Highland was leading 9-7. They started on a 9-0 run, but Dover went on a 9-0 run of their own to start the second quarter, in the end of the first and beginning of the second quarter. They outscore the Hawks 10-6 in the second frame to take a 17-15 lead. Leading the way is Robbie Couple for the Tornadoes. He is shooting 1 of 4 from two-point land, 1 of 2 from downtown. Actually, Leggett is leading the way. He has a three-pointer as well as 4 free throws to his name. 3 came from Luke Leggett. Luke Leggett, 1 of 2 from the field, 1 of 1 from the charity stripe. Cam Naur has 2. He's 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. On the other side for the Hawks, it's Nick Wigton leading the way. Wigton, 1 of 3 from two-point land, 1 of 5 from downtown. After that, 4 each from Sam Wangard and Alex Miller, 1 each from Logan Hirschberger and Zeke Boniker. In that first half, we had a combined 8 total field goals in the first half of play. Now with those first half team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Jake, and it's been a defensive struggle. Indeed, points hard to come by, and everything looks like this for Highland. They would just go 1 of 11 from behind the arc, while Dover was just 2 of 7. Dover was 29%. From the floor, Dover would go 2 of 8 for 25%. Highland was 3 of 7 for 43%. From the charity stripe, it would be Highland going 6 of 10 for 60%, while Dover was 6 of 7 from 86%. Big rebounding advantage goes to Dover. They grabbed 20 rebounds in that first half. Highland good for 13. 8 turnovers for Dover, just 5 for the Highland Hawks.
Rebounding leaders for Dover, Mason Grell has 4. Cam Naur has 7. 3 on the offensive end. 2 from Luke Leggett, 1 from Colin Bruno. On the other side, Nick Wigton,
Four rebounds for the Hawks, three from Sam Wengard, one each from Logan Hershberger, Christian Yoder, and Alex Miller had one on the offensive end, as well as Cade Beachy. And that's really the story of the first half. Hawks got off to a big run to start things off, but the Crimson Tornadoes stormed back, and this is a very, very physical game. And yeah. This is one of those games I cannot describe the physicality well enough on radio. You have to see it to know what we're talking about. But there's bodies flying. It looks like we should have dasher boards around this court and put some ice down.
Well, there's nothing fancy to talk about here. No X's and O's. This is just hard-nosed shutdown defense. I mean, both these teams are defending the perimeter very well. You can tell by these stats, neither team is shooting well. And you give credit to both teams' defense by that. But, Jake, to your point, yeah, they're getting out and defending the perimeter very well. It's very, very physical. The officials kind of had to tighten this game up a little bit in the second quarter just to keep control of it. It was getting that chippy.
Yeah, we saw one of the officials pull all 10 players into a circle and be like, y'all need to chill out just a little bit here.
Well, you know, we talked during the pregame. You talked about Highland kind of went through their scrimmages early in the season. For the last 2 weeks, they've been scrimmaging themselves. I think they've been anxious to get out and play somebody else. And it's showing here tonight, Jake. They're getting after it.
It'll be interesting to see how the second half gets underway. And we'll take a timeout and have the second half action next on WKLM.
Stop by Rody's IGA Marketplace throughout the holiday season. They are your local holiday baking supply headquarters, from flour to sugar to their big nut display for candy making and desserts. Plus, don't forget about their custom-made holiday fruit baskets, gift baskets, party trays, and cheese trays for companies or individuals. They even offer gift cards. Whatever your needs are this holiday season, stop by Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRB Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry, with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRB Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrbsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRB Siding Supply.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
17-15, the lead for Dover here on WKLM at the Prairie Reese Junior Community Center. Jake Seidel, Troy Fritz with you. And we were just saying, It feels like we should be having the March Madness theme playing in our ears right now.
This is awesome, Jake. First game of the season here at Highland, and it has got an incredible atmosphere in this gym. We got a great crowd on hand here. Very intense ball game here. We feel like we're mid-season stride already.
Very intense, and it'll be interesting to see how the officials come out here in the third quarter. Are they going to call it a little bit closer, try to tone things down, or are they going to let them play like they did in the first quarter?
Well, you know they want to let them play basketball, but they've got to keep control of the game, and they did. They did a good job stepping in at the right time and taking control because it was getting a little chippy out there. Things were about to go to blows.
So a two-point ball game as we get set here for the third quarter. It'll be Dover basketball moving right to left over your radio dials. Again, Jake Seidel and Troy Fritz with you this afternoon, or this evening, I should say. Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. Again, hope you're all having a fantastic day. Don't forget, we got two basketball games for you tomorrow and a couple state championship games as well. You can hear those games and find out more on WKLM. Miller across the timeline, gives it up right wing side for Wenger. Now back to Miller on the right wing. Alex Miller finds Nick Wigton trying to move in on the right block. Turns, fadeaway jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound loose, still loose, and it'll end up being Luke Leggett picking it up, and he'll give this one up to Robbie Koppel in the backcourt. Koppel working one-on-one here against Weaver, and that one's pelted away. Here comes Wenger, clear the runway as he lays it up and in, and we are tied.
Great hustle play by Sammy Wenger.
Points off turnovers tie us up at 17 apiece. Across the timeline now, here is Leggett. Luke Leggett dribbles back towards the far corner. Now turns around, going to give it up to Koppel up top. Koppel, he wants to drive in, steps through the lane. No good, but a foul. He'll shoot two.
Yeah, Koppel did a good job. He got Sammy Wenger on his hip and drew the foul.
They're going to give Sam Wenger that foul, as Troy said. His second team's first of the third quarter. And at the line shooting two is Robbie Koppel. Koppel with the front end. It's up and good, and it is now 18-17. As Koppel now with 6 points on the evening, looking to tie the team high.
Dover appears to be a very good free throw shooting team.
And he'll go two for two. He has seven, and it's 19-17. Across the timeline, here comes Alex Miller. Kicks it on the left wing side for Weaver. Now right wing side for Hershberger. Down in the corner, here's Wenger driving in. Underneath, gives it up for Wigton. Count the bucket and one. Just kind of tossed it up there. Got the roll. He ties us at 19. And he has a chance for three the old-fashioned way.
Nice little touch pass from Wenger driving the baseline. Wigton had the wherewithal to tap that in. Got the foul and one.
Wigton's free throw is up. Back iron, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Grell. So we remain tied now at 19 apiece, a low-scoring physical affair. Koppel across the timeline, gives it up to Nauer. Nauer picks it up. Now back to Koppel. Koppel driving left side of the lane, loses the basketball. Wigton will pick it up. He leaves it up forward for Miller. Miller back to Wigton, puts
nice
it off
pass.
The glass, can't get it to fall. Grell with the rebound. He'll give it up to Luke Leggett across the timeline. Miller's going to guard him. Moves right side. Going to hand it off to Koppel. Koppel kicks left wing side for Grell. Grell top of the key now. Thought about a setback three. Kicks it inside to Nauer. Nauer drives in on the block back to Grell. And his foot was on the baseline. Will go the other way.
Yeah, they set up a nice play there on the baseline. Got a little too close to the end.
11 turnovers against the Tornadoes. Don't forget, at the conclusion of this game, we'll announce our Thread and Ink player of the game. That player will receive a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Across the timeline, here is Miller. Kicks the left wing side, Hershberger. He wants to drive in. Bounce pass underneath to Wengard. Wengard kicks it out. Miller now down to the corner. Here's a three from Christian Yoder. He got it.
Sammy Wenger set that up with his court vision from down inside the paint.
22-19, the lead for the Highland Hawks. Leggett with the ball in the backcourt. Luke Leggett brings it across the timeline. Miller up to guard him. 5 second count going. We're at three, and it's stolen away. Here comes Miller the other way. He has it poked loose, but the foul going to be called on the reach in, and that'll be Luke Leggett's second foul, team's second of the quarter.
You know, on top of Highland's great defense tonight, they're doing such a good job moving the basketball. They're always looking for that extra pass to get the open shot.
I'll correct myself. That is Leggett's third. And now Nathan Leggett will check in.
That's a big one.
Miller will look to inbound this one. Bounce pass to Hershberger near side. Now up top once again for Wengard. Back to Hershberger, left wing. He'll dribble to the top of the key, gives it up to Miller, right side. Miller driving in, turns, kicks it into the corner for Yoder. Back up top, Hershberger drives right side of the lane. Back to Yoder, back, awkward pass has to be picked up by Miller before a turnover. Miller turns, kicks it to Hershberger. Thought about it, three, drives in, puts it up the floater off that glass, give him to his first field goal.
That's a good drive to the bucket by Logan.
Hawks opening up a bit of a lead here. They're on a 5-0 run. Topple across the timeline and a timeout Dover with 5 minutes to play. A 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him and be back on WKLM.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
.24-19 the score, 5 minutes exactly to go here in quarter number three as the Hawks have come out on fire to start the third.
Yeah, Jake, you mentioned that 5-0 run. They're getting that done off of four quick turnovers on Dover.
So a five-point lead here for the Hawks. A timeout was called by Dover. They have three remaining. All three are full timeouts as Grelm will look to inbound this one. Grelm to the backcourt for Koppel. He'll cross the timeline. Koppel drives in. He's going to go straight to the hole. Puts up the jumper from the right of the lane. No good. Miller gets the rebound, and he's going to dribble it the other way. Miller, look at him, coast to coast. Tried to get it underneath. He'll lose the basketball, and it'll go the other way. Tried to maybe shovel that one on a no-look and just couldn't hold on to it. Drell has it now on the far side. He's directing traffic. He'll get it inside to Nauer. Nauer kicks it back out. No, he has to keep it close to 3 seconds. He'll get it back on the outside. Leggett going to trip over the basketball as he tried to dribble it behind his back and lose it out of bounds. 13 turnovers on the Crimson Tornadoes.
Yeah, that's going to get Ashton Strock back up into the game here. There's your defensive spark for Highland coming off the bench.
So 24-19, 4.5 to play here, third quarter. Hawks on top. Miller has it in the backcourt. Miller playing with two fouls. Cross the timeline, goes right wing side. Now Sam Wenger back to Miller. Miller dribbles right side, wants to drive in, puts it high off the glass, can't get it to fall. Rebound loose, and let's see here, it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch there by Sam Wenger. I think he felt he was pushed in the back going after that loose ball.
Yeah, he was trying to save that on the end line. Got a little shove.
Full court pressure now by the Hawks. They'll get it into Koppel, and they'll back off except for Schrock. Schrock following Koppel, and Koppel walked.
Or?
Oh, they call it a foul?
Yeah. He got a step on Schrock, and Schrock traced around, tried to get the poke away, and got him on the arm.
And that'll be Schrock's third foul. I missed one for him somewhere. He has, oh, pardon me, it is two. Second team foul. I thought they got Koppel on the walk. Bounce pass inside here for McKinnon. He goes up, has his shot blocked, and now a foul on the other side of the offensive rebound. Easton Wallach will go to the line and shoot two after missing a shot.
Yeah, Sammy Wenger got up there and went up high to get the shot block. Wallach got the rebound, got fouled on the putback.
Christian Yoder will pick up the foul. Team's third, his second. So now a lot of the Hawks playing on two or more fouls as the first attempt there is missed by Wallach. Simply pull in, remain your vehicle at the experienced crew, provide a quality convenient oil change, no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. While there, ask about a Starbright Unlimited car wash plan as he'll miss that one, and it's poked out by the Hawks. That Starbright Unlimited car wash plan can take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on Sierra 83 South in Millersburg. Grell looking inbound, gets it up top. Koppel has to grab it before it goes over midcourt. Now he's going to look to drive one-on-one against Schrock. And an offensive foul is called there, an illegal screen, as they're going to get, was that an hour on that one?
I believe so, Jake.
They put up 12. I think that's the previous foul. That'll be Nauer's second. Unless they did give it to Bruno.
They may have.
He crossed the timeline with Miller. He'll kick it left wing side. Now, pardon me, Wenger puts it up, has it, misses the shot, rebound knocked down. It'll stay with the Hawks. Now that foul did go against Nauer, who's now sitting on the bench with two fouls. Oh, correct myself. That ball was lost out by the Hawks, as Koppel has it now, as he'll look to bring it across the timeline, working against Schrock. Pass here to McKinnon. McKinnon moves right wing side. Bounce pass on the right wing for Koppel. Koppel drawing a double team. Finds McKinnon inside. McKinnon high off the glass. No good. Rebound going to be brought in by Wenger. Wenger with it in the backcourt. Going to give it up to Miller as he crosses the timeline. Right wing side in the corner. Schrock fakes a three. Now drives in. Kicks it high. Yoder comes down with it. Now back up top to Miller. Right wing side for Schrock. Now back to Miller. Top of the key. Gives it up. Wigton with a contested three. Back iron. No good. Rebound brought in by Grell. Koppel in the backcourt now. 2:50 to play here. Third quarter. 24-19 the lead for the Hawks. Left wing side for Easton Wallach. Now in the middle, driving in that time was Bruno. Gets rid of it to McKinnon. McKinnon throws up a heave, can't get it to fall. Rebound loose, brought in by Wingard. As it'll be pumped forward now, here is Wigton. He's going to lay it up and in on the fast break.
Good transition basketball.
Nick Wigton now with 9 points on the evening. 2:25 to play. It's a 26-19 ball game. It's now a 7-0 run for the Hawks. Across the timeline comes Koppel. Koppel working against Schrock. Going to drive in. Gives it up to McKinnon. McKinnon back up top now for Wallach. Wallach picks up his dribble. Finds a streaking Grell. He'll lay it up on the front of the rim and drop it in for his first points.
Nice backdoor cut by Grell.
2 minutes to play third quarter. 26-21 the lead for the Hawks. Schrock with the ball right side. Kicks it to the corner. Faking the three that time is Yoder. He gives it to Schrock. Schrock fakes it. Now Wigton up top. Wigton drives in. Fakes the bounce pass. Puts it up. No good, but a foul. He'll shoot two.
That's a nice, strong move to the bucket by Wigton. Draw the foul.
And it's going to go against Grell. That'll be his third. Team's third of the quarter. And Nick Wigton at the line shooting a pair. He hasn't done very well at the line today, but trying to get something going.
Looking for his first point from the free throw line.
And he'll get it. Stay tuned immediately following tonight's game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Roadies IGA. Michael Hammond will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way till midnight. Wigton with one more shot coming, looking to make it a 7-point ball game, and he'll make them both that time. And it's a 28-21 ball game, 1:46 to play here, third quarter. Koppel working against Schrock in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline, drives right wing side, lost the ball, now gets it back, drives in, puts it up, off the glass. No good, an offensive foul is called.
C.J. Yoder took the charge.
And now Koppel will pick up that foul, his third. He's not happy. He asks for a sub and checking in. I don't have a number 15 on my roster.
Well, I don't either, Jake.
And there's not one on the JV roster either.
Mystery player.
So we'll call it number 15. A foul going to go against the Tornadoes. Grell's going to pick up his fourth.
Oh, that's a big one there on Dover.
And that's the team fifth, so that should be two shots.
Indeed it is. Highland in the bonus.
So who was fouled there? Hershberger. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
Seven turnovers on Dover. This quarter alone has gotten Highland right ahead in this ballgame.
Hershberger, first attempt is up and in there. That makes it 29-21, 1:29 to play, third frame. Checking in was Easton Wallach for Grell, who has four now. Second attempt is up, and he'll go two for two that time. Logan Hershberger, 4 points here in the third quarter. Wallach to inbound this one. Pressure by the Hawks. And it is in there to Luke Leggett. Leggett in the backcourt, working against Schrock, crosses the timeline. Schrock driving in, looking to go coast to coast. Puts it high off the glass, no good. Wigton had the ball knocked out of his hands, and the rebound will be brought in on the other side by Wengard. Wengard kicks it out to Schrock. Now Wengard left wing side, drew a double team. Now here's Wigton trying to get through traffic. No good, a foul. He'll shoot two.
Wigton found the way to the little seam to get to the left side of the basket, drew the foul back to the free throw line.
And it'll be our mystery number 15. I don't even have a 15 on the JV roster here for Dover, so we do apologize, folks. So the attempt is up and good by Wigton. Let me see here. Let me see what I can find on the interwebs.
Wigton now 3 of 4 from the free throw line.
Wigton's second attempt is up, and that one rims out. Rebound going to be brought in by Wallach. Luke Leggett in the backcourt now. Schrock is going to guard him. Crosses timeline, far side. Gets a screen, now drives to the right wing side. Picks up his dribble, needs some help. Schrock has a 5 count going. Gets the pass off there to Wallach on the right wing. Wallach takes a dribble, open lane to the bucket. He'll lose it up high, but a foul is called. And you know, they see here, they got to call that a shooting foul. No, not a shooting. Yes, they do call it a shooting foul then. And that's going to go against Hershberger, his first.
Yeah. Pretty good for Logan. First team foul, first foul for him. He has done an excellent job on the defensive end tonight.
So first attempt is up and good by Wallach, his first point of the night. We're going to go with Dante Clark as number 15, according to their roster I found online.
Good work.
Second attempt by Wallach is up. Back iron, no good. Rebound brought in by Schrock. 45 seconds to play, third quarter, 31-22. Hots lead by 9. Left wing side now across the timeline for Miller. Miller on the Highland H, drives right side, now pulls back, gives it up to Wigton in the far corner. Wigton does not have a 5 count. He'll find Hershberger up top. He'll give it back to Wigton as he dribbles that way onto the far side. 24 seconds left in the third quarter. Back up top for Schrock. Schrock. 5 count going. There's 3. Gives it up to Miller. Miller near midcourt. 13 seconds to play. Has a screen. Gets it from Boddicker. Now kicks it out. Wigton fakes the 3. Drives in. Now fadeaway jumper. Nothing but net for Nick Wigton.
Yeah, doing a good job getting the high percentage shot.
And that is the end of the third quarter. And after 3, Hawks lead by 11, 33-22. We'll be back on WKLM.
Palm Marine Hospital Auxiliary's 15th Annual Christmas Festival is taking place at the Berlin Grand Hotel in downtown Berlin. On Friday, December 6th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is $5 per person, with children 14 and under free. Prepare to be enchanted by a stunning array of over 100 beautifully decorated Christmas trees, wreaths, centerpieces, displays, and small furniture pieces, all available for purchase. All proceeds from the festival will directly benefit Palm Marine Hospital's mission of caring for our community's health. Patient care equipment and facility improvements that serve our community. Plan to attend Palm Marine Hospital Auxiliary's Christmas Festival on December 6th and 7th at the Berlin Grand Hotel.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Third quarter numbers from Troy Fritz. Hawks 1-2 from downtown. Dover did not attempt a three-pointer in the third quarter. Hawks 5-9 from two-point land. Tornadoes went 1-4. Highland 5-7 from the charity stripe, 4-6 from the Tornadoes. Dover 9 rebounds, 6 for the Hawks, 7 turnovers by the Tornadoes, 1 by Highland. On the other side, driving in is Koppel. He'll lay that one up and in to start the fourth quarter. Nick Wigton has 14 points, 9 came in the third quarter. Miller goes right wing side, finds Caleb Yoder. Now down low, here is Weaver, and he'll be called for an offensive foul after he lost the basketball.
I'm not sure Mike Schlabel likes that call.
So Andrew Weaver picks up his first, team's first of the quarter. Now here's Koppel in the backcourt. Working one-on-one here, drives across the timeline, kicked right wing side now. Left wing side for Luke Leggett. Now back for Koppel at the top of the key, drives right wing side. Trying to move that one there was Grell. Ball is loose on the floor. And let's see here if McKinnon had it. His foot was on the line, but they're going to call it a tie-up. So that will go back to the Hawks there. So call it the 15th Dover turnover, 16th Dover turnover, rather. As Miller has it in the backcourt. He's double-teamed in the backcourt, needs some help, and a timeout called before a long pass by Mark Schlabel. We'll take it with him and be back on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
7-11 to go in this one. 33-24 the lead for the Highland Hawks. Nick Wigton to inbound this one. Gets it into Miller in the backcourt. Miller working against Koppel. He'll come up across the timeline, near side, gives a pass right wing side for Caleb Yoder. Yoder going to give it up for Wigton. Wigton, long two on the jumper, no good. Rebound going to be brought in underneath by Yoder. He is fouled, and that will be all she wrote for Grell, who picks up number five.
Caleb Yoder went up high off the glass to get that rebound. Great hustle play.
So that is five fouls on Grell. What I had him down for, at least.
I think you're right. They're bringing the sub up off the bench. He's going to check out with seven rebounds.
So he'll sit down 6 minutes and 56 seconds early. Wallach will take his place. Looking to inbound here is Weaver. Lobs it up top, and it goes right to Koppel. He'll be fouled immediately there by Miller, who was trying to go after that loose ball.
That's going to be a third foul on Miller.
Wigton right now, like I said, 14 points. Nine came in the third frame. They kept him in check for two quarters, but he figured out how to get hot. That one poked away there by Wengard, and picking it up is going to be Weaver. He drives in, loses the basketball, kicked out right wing side, and Miller has it and looks to reset on the right wing. Picks up his dribble, needs some help. He finds Weaver. Weaver driving in, turns, kicks it out. And putting up the floater now is Miller. He'll get that one to fall. His first field goal since the first quarter.
Nice little floater by Alex.
35-24, back to a now 11-point game, and that point going to be taken away again. Miller has it. Top of the key, looking for some help. Gives it up on that left wing side for Wenger. Going to hand it back to Miller. Miller steps now back up top for Wenger. Now Wigton right wing side, down in the corner for Yoder. Now left wing side, back for Miller. Miller drives into the lane, puts it up off the glass. No good, but a foul. He'll shoot two. As Nauer wasn't set, that'll be his third foul.
Alex Miller's court vision's been very impressive tonight. He's seeing the floor so well. When he sees a crease, he's taking it.
See Dante Clark check back in for the Tornadoes after the first free throw. As Miller at the line shooting two, and he will get the front one to roll in. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player will receive a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. So stay tuned for that one. Second attempt is up and in as well for Alex Miller. 37-24, 6 minutes and change to play here in quarter number four. Clark gives this one up to Luke Leggett. He drives in, kicks it for Wallach, right wing side. He'll miss a three. And let's see here, a foul underneath going to go against the Hawks. I think they're going to get Sam Wengard as he was trying to get against that the big man there in McKinnon.
I think you're right.
That'll be his third. So Wallach will get inbound this one, finds Leggett. He'll take a jumping three and drains it. Luke Leggett with his first triple on the evening. It's a 10-point ball game, 37-27. Right wing side now. Here's Weaver. Kicks it out on the left wing for Yoder. Yoder back on the right side for Miller. Miller drives in, gives it up. Here's Weaver once again. Now right wing side, Yoder. Yoder looking to drive in, puts up the floater, rims out. Rebound going to be brought in by Wengard. He lost the basketball. And it last touched. Now we're underneath there, so it'll stay with the Hawks.
That's eight boards for Sam Wenger tonight, getting it done on the glass.
See here, I do believe they called it Hawks basketball, but we got a wet spot on the floor over there. So our referee looking for a towel as they clean that up. And Troy, we talked about the Highland Hawks, the never give up mentality, and here they gave up the lead, were outscored 10-6 in the second quarter, and able to come back now with a 10-point lead.
Well, they just buckled down and play better defense, and that gets them back in the ballgame. That's exactly what happened here tonight. It's been quite impressive.
It's a good little pass there from our referee to Mark Schlabel. Looks like they're tossing the beanbag back when the EFC had to mark the football with it during COVID. They'll launch it up for Schrock, who will grab it in the forecourt. Working one-on-one against Leggett. We'll give it up to Hershberger. Hershberger now moves right wing side. Fakes the handoff to Wigton. Now needs some help. Bounce pass. Now backside to Schrock. Schrock near side. Driving the lane. Kicks it out. Miller with a wide open look at three off the rim. Schrock with the offensive board. Hershberger right wing side. And it ends up back for Schrock. Schrock bounce pass into Wengard. Wengard turns in an offensive foul. He was straight up, and Nauer was set there. He turned around like he was trying to pass that one out. Contact was made, and the official right there to make the call. And that'll be Sam Wengard's fourth foul.
Yeah, tough call there on Sammy.
And now the Tornado is going to be in the bonus. We'll see Zeke Boddicker check back in. That was the fourth team foul. Dover's committed two fouls here in the fourth quarter to get it into Koppel back in the backcourt. Schrock working against him. Koppel picks up speed, crosses the timeline, gets a screen from Nauer. Now he wants to drive, kicks it right wing side. Was there a tip? No, there was no tip.
Officials are asking each other, and they say no tip.
Koppel not happy about it.
Turnover number 19 on Dover.
So Wigton gets this one into Miller in the backcourt. Miller working against Koppel, crosses the timeline, picks it up, going to give it up for Wigton. Now left wing side for Schrock, who grabs it through some contact. He'll leave it for Boddicker. Boddicker dribbles, going to give it back once again for Miller on the left wing side. Miller driving in towards the block, takes some contact from behind. It's back up top for Schrock. He'll give it for Wigton on the right wing. Back up top, Boddicker. Now left wing side, Schrock. 4:20 to play in this one. Schrock, he's going to drive in. Kicks it out for Hershberger in the corner. Miller fakes a three. He drives the baseline. Picks it up, goes to Wigton far side. He'll drive in the lane. Underhanded scoop shot, no good. Rebounded by Wigton. Second chance, no good. Final rebound brought in by Colin Bruno. 4 minutes in town out, and 4 minutes exactly now to play here, fourth quarter. Koppel going to drive in, lost the basketball, still on the floor. Boddicker is going to be on the bottom of the pile. He and Nauer fighting over it. It'll be a tie-up. Possession arrow favors the Tornadoes. Koppel is sitting on the floor.
And Highland just continues to play smothering defense. Dover having a hard time getting a shot off.
It looks like Koppel going to check out in favor of Luke Leggett, as Wallach will look to inbound this one. Wallach looking, just tosses it up, and it's gonna be Clark who picks it up. Dante Clark gonna give it up to Leggett. Leggett dribbles top of the key, kicks left wing side now for Wallach. Wallach dribbles to the top of the key, now looking left, has a five count going, and Wigton will interfere with that pass, but it'll fall to Colin Bruno. Back up top for Nauer. Now we're right wing side, looking to drive down towards the baseline, working against Boddicker, picks up his dribble, finds Leggett. Leggett on the right wing now. Working to drive right side against Schrock. Turning around, finds Nauer. Nauer drives in, contact made, kicked out right wing side for Leggett. Leggett drives through contact, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, no good, but a foul. He'll shoot two as Nick Wigton picks up his first personal, team's fifth. .309 to play. Leggett's at the line to shoot two. He's made at least one trip there, right, Troy?
He is 1 of 2 from the free throw line here thus far tonight.
First attempt for him, and he'll get it to rim through. As you'll see, McKinnon check in. Koppel's back in. Schrock getting an explanation of what the call was on that far side. Always nice to see them asking, like, we just want to know what the call is.
Absolutely.
Leggett's second attempt, and that one's good as well. He goes 2 for 2 on that trip. 37-28 now the lead for the Hawks. Miller in the backcourt. Koppel Well, as Garnigan had a little bit of contact and nothing comes of it. Now here's Schrock in a double team. He finds Hershberger wide open. Now kicks it out for Wigton and back up top for Miller. Now Schrock left wing side, double teamed again. Needs some help here. Takes his dribble. Wigton underneath Hershberger to the basket. No good, but a foul and maybe goaltending there. But it will just go as a foul. Wallach will pick up his first, team's third. I thought maybe he got a hold of that ball on its way up there, Troy.
Well, that was great ball movement by Highland. Yeah, they closed a trap on that one on the glass, Jake.
Hershberger up with the front end, and it will drop harmlessly to the floor. No good.
Harmlessly.
Harmlessly. Is that the right word there?
Well, it didn't hurt anything, so yes, it is.
Hershberger with the ball for his second attempt. Puts it up, and that one tickles the twine.
Haven't heard that one yet this year, Jake. There it is. He did it. He tickled the twines.
Koppel in the backcourt will cross the timeline working against Schrock. I'll have to tell the story about where I got that call from eventually. As Wallach has it underneath, I'll correct myself, that was Bruno. Now here's a three from Wallach far side. No good. Rebound going to be brought in by Bruno. It's tied up. It'll be Hawks basketball. That's a call I got from somebody probably about 10 years ago that was filling in for the great voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels, on a basketball game, and said tickles the twine when someone made a free throw, and I picked that one up, started using it in college, and I still use it to this day. Kind of like the old Deuces Wild call in baseball.
Oh, my.
Far side now. Here's Wigton. He's going to drop it back for Schrock. Schrock with a double team on its way, takes a dribble, finds Miller. Miller drives left wing side, finds Wigton wide open. He'll dribble now back on the near side for Miller. Miller up to Schrock. Double team coming again. He dribbles right wing side, gets through it, and he finds Wenger to the hoop.
Oh, Sammy.
Sam Wenger, his second bucket of the second half.
Reversed that with a left hand.
Koppel across the timeline, gets a screen from McKinnon, loses the basketball, and it's taken away by Miller. Miller on Koppel, puts it up off the glass, give him two more. He has 6 points here in the fourth, and with 1:40 to play, it's a 42-29 game in favor of the Highland Hawks. Leg it across the timeline. Kicks right wing side now. Koppel drives in, into the lane, kicks it in, loses it right into the hands of Nick Wigton. Wigton in the backcourt gives it up to Schrock, who crosses the timeline. Right wing side for Wenger. Back to Schrock. 1:18 to play. Now Hershberger back up top for Schrock as the Hawks try to take the air out of the ball. Schrock kicks left wing side. Wigton for three. Rims out. Rebound going to be brought in underneath by Bruno. And now Leggett has it with under a minute to play here in the ball game. Right wing side. Leggett finds McKinnon. McKinnon lays it up. No good, but a foul. He'll shoot two. See who picks that one up. It'll be Hershberger, his second. And the team was already at five. So McKinnon will go to the line and shoot a pair.
Logan Hershberger's done a great job tonight. He's played some very intense defense, only picking up two fouls at this point. It's a testament to how clean he's played this game.
First attempt is up and good for McKinnon. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Rhodey's IG Marketplace. Michael Hammond will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. So McKinnon at the line will shoot a second. We'll have another substitution check in for the Hawks. Caleb Yoder in. Had a few check out for the Tornadoes as well with 55 and a half to play. And coming in is Logan Miller in the student section going wild.
Coach Laball getting some kids off the bench here. He's already put 10 guys in rotation tonight.
And Cade Beachy also going to check in here. Nick Wigton's night is done. 55 seconds to go. Remember, Logan Miller makes a bucket here in the last 55 seconds, this place is going to be the loudest you've ever heard it.
Could be.
He came close in a game last year against Claymont, and the student section went wild. Ball is inbound into the backcourt. Schrock going to bring this one up. He'll cross the timeline. Gives it up on the near side for Caleb Yoder. Yoder back up top. Now back to the near side for Miller. Miller on the left wing. Driving in. Lobs it back up top for Schrock. Schrock on the left wing side. He wants to dribble. Drives in. Now kicks it out. Driving in. No good, but a foul. Logan Miller going to the line to shoot a pair.
And that's good movement without the basketball. Logan Miller went to the right side. Got rewarded with the basketball. He's going to shoot two.
And I didn't catch who that foul was on. That foul went against Dante Clark, his second. Miller's first attempt up. He banked it in.
That's a point in the book. The banks are open. Yeah, from Yoder getting in the ballgame. Now out will go Alex Miller. What a night for Alex Miller.
Logan Miller, the 6'1 senior. He's a great shot putter, too. Second attempt, back iron, no good. Rebound going to be brought in there by Austin Williams. Across the timeline, here's Dante Clark. Kicks it out on the left wing side for Wallach. Now back up top for Williams, and the ball will go out of bounds. It'll be another turnover on the Tornadoes, their 22nd. So 16.3 seconds to play. Schrock going to dribble this one up. We'll cross the timeline. The Hawks going to get an impressive win here in the opening game of the season in the Reese Center as they break out the four corners. Schrock going to give it to the referee, and that's it. Final score in this one, 43-31. Hawks get the dub. We'll take a timeout and be back on WKLM.
Holman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Discover these new construction single-family plan unit development homes located at 1033 Sycamore Lane in Millersburg with an asking price of $251,500. These open floor plan condos on the Trail Edge Estates feature two bedrooms, two baths, and a two-car heated garage. Enjoy an open concept kitchen and living room, stainless steel appliances, and a cozy den. Plus, don't forget about the walk-in closet, shower, and dual vanity with quartz countertops. For more information, whether choose a date and time to see this property, contact Pedro Guzman at 330-763-1424 or check it out at CoffmanRealty.com.
Final score from the Reese Center, 43-31. Hawks get the win.
Pardon
Bless
me,
you.
Folks.
Down the wrong pipe it goes. Again, Hawks get the win, 43-31 over the Dover Tornadoes here in the Reese Center tonight. Hawks started this game on a 9-0 run, led 9-7 after one quarter of play, but through the end of the first and beginning of the second quarters, the Tornadoes went on a 9-0 run of their own. They led 17-15 at half after a 10-6 second frame. Hawks, though, 18-5, outscoring the Tornadoes in the third quarter, leading 33-22. The Hawks scoring 10 points compared to 9 by the Tornadoes in the final frame to get the final margin of victory, 43-31. Leading the way for the Tornadoes, it was Luke Leggett. Leggett shot 1 of 6 from 2-point land, 1 of 3, 4 from downtown, and 3 of 3 from the charity stripe. After that, Nathan Leggett, he added 7 points on 1 of 2 from downtown, 4 of 4 from the stripe. Jack McKinnon had 2 points, 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. Robbie Koppel had 9. He shot 2 of 6 from 2-point land, 1 of 2 from downtown, 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. 2 from Mason Grell, who fouled out of this ball game, was 6:56 to play. 2 from Cam Nauer and 1 from Easton Wallach. On the other side for the Hawks, leading the way was Nick Wigton, 14 points, 9 in the second half. He shot 4 of 10 from 2-point land, 1 of 7 from downtown, 3 of 5 from the charity stripe. After that, 10 points from Alex Miller, who shot 3 of 4 from 2-point land and 4 of 4 from the stripe. 8 points from Sam Wingard, 6 points from Logan Hirschberger, 3 points from Christian Yoder, and 1 point from Zeke Boniker, and 1 point from Logan Miller at the end of the ball game. That's how we got to our final score of 43-31. Now here's Troy Fritz with those final team numbers.
Thank you very much, Jake. For Highland on the night, not a sharp shooting night from three-point range, but they didn't need it. They would go just 2 of 15 for 13%, while Dover was 3 of 9 for 33%. From the field, Highland would go 11 from 20 for 55%. Dover, 4 of 16 for 25%. From the charity stripe, both teams shot well. Highland, 15 of 22 for 69%. Dover, scorching hot, 15 of 17 for 88%. Rebounding advantage would go to Dover. They'd grab 34 boards in the night. Highland would grab 25. Here's your big difference in the ballgame. The Highland defense forced 22 turnovers on Dover. The Highland Hawks committed just 9 on the night.
That's a big number right there. Taking a look at the rebounding leaders in the ballgame, it was Sam Wengard. He had 8. Nick Wigton had 5. 1 on the offensive end. 1 from Logan Hirschberger. 1 from Christian Hirschberger. 2 from Alex Miller. 1 from Caleb Yoder. 2 from Ashton Schrock. And 1 from Cade Beachy. On the other side, 7 rebounds from Mason Grell and Cam Nauer. 5 from Luke Leggett. 3 from Colin Bruno. And 2 from Easton Wallach. 1 from Austin Williams. A big statement win from the Hawks. You know, they started off on a 9-0 run, gave up a 9-0 run. We're down at half, but they came out of the second half firing all cylinders and really just buried the Tornadoes and shooting in the second half.
Well, they did, and Highland did that again. They did it with defense. We talked about the turnover. They committed, I think they forced them to 7 turnovers in that third quarter, and that's when Highland started to stretch their lead. But Highland just did a great job smothering the perimeter tonight, and they really forced Dover to play 30 feet from the bucket about all night long, Jake.
So Highland going to move to 1-0 on the season. Dover drops to 1-1. Highland, a big contest on the 10th at Indian Valley, a 7:30 game. First IVC game of the season. Is it hard to say that's a must win if you're the Highland Hawks?
Well, you usually wouldn't say that, but I'll tell you, in this league, in this conference, this time of the year, yeah, you don't want to give up too many games because it is a well-balanced league full of good talent. But I got to tell you, I've got bad news for Highland's opponents this year. This is a very, very good defensive ball club, Jake.
Dover, on the other hand, they will drop to 1-1. Their next game is at home tomorrow at 4 o'clock against Lexington. So out of the frying pan into the fire.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier there, does it? My goodness, Lexington's a loaded basketball team.
Well, you take a look at their next few games: Lexington, Lake, New Philadelphia, Madison, Green, Ashland, Indian Valley for Dover. That is a tough schedule, about as tough as anyone in the state.
That's brutal.
So that's how we, that's where these two teams will go next. Hey, don't forget to tune in next. We'll have high school scoreboard Michael Hammond reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way till midnight. But before we go,
We have to give out our threatening player of the game, and the first one of the season going to go to Nick Wigton. 14 points, 5 rebounds, really just all over the court tonight.
Yeah, Nick kind of grounded out. It wasn't a sharp shooting night for him, but you look up and he's quietly got 14 points. He just did a little bit of everything. He did it all very well. So Nick Wigton, our player of the game, well-earned.
He's going to get himself a T-shirt courtesy of Threatening Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Well, don't forget, we've got basketball and football for you tomorrow. We got Highland girls at Indian Valley tomorrow. West Holmes girls are...
Troy, you're doing that. Well, where am I going tomorrow night? No, that's at West Holmes. Don Hall and I will have that call for you tomorrow night from the dungeon.
That game will be on YouTube and stream, too. We also have Ironton and Lake, or is it Lake Center?
It is Lake Center.
Taking on, they're going head-to-head in the state championship game. It'll have the Indian Valley game in the evening as well as they take on Sandusky Perkins. Braves looking for their first state championship in football.
It is a full day of sports here at WKLM. It's a great time of the year.
That's going to do it for us here. Troy, always great to work with you.
You as well, Jake. We saw a good one here tonight. It's going to be a fun year here at the Recenter. I've got a feeling.
And a shout-out back to Michael Hammond, pushing all the buttons at WKLM Sports Central, making sure you hear us here on FM 95.3 and around the world on WKLMFM.com. Once again, the final score in this one, 43-31. Hawks move to 1-0 on the season, defeating the Dover Crimson Tornadoes. For Troy Fritz and Michael Hammond, I'm Jake Seidel, signing off, reminding you to stay safe and healthy. And we'll see you tomorrow here on WKLM. Have a great night, everybody.
This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.